Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
While more women are entering the sciences, statistics show that only 12% of engineers are women, and in construction, it's a dismal 4%. Another problem is keeping these women in the industry once they've completed their education. A longtime campaigner for women in non-traditional roles, Dr. Margaret Ann Armour says the problem is a male-dominated culture in the workplace.
An awful lot of it has to do with having a family and being able to work and trying to balance the two. Because if it's a workplace which is still fairly male-dominated, it has a male culture. And the male culture is that you shall work 18 hours a day and always be there. And women are saying, I don't want that. I don't want that kind of lifestyle. I want a balance.
Dr. Armour and her colleagues have recently launched Winset Centre. Headquartered in Edmonton, the Canadian Centre for Women in Science, Engineering, Trades and Technology will focus its first programs on training women as leaders.
If we don't have women as leaders in engineering, the culture of engineering is not going to change. So when young women come into the workforce, they're going to not stay.
Learn more about the Winset Centre at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.